chicks playing naked with the chick I smashed last week. Damn.
The Rally Rec remix of Godspeed from Atari Logic and Alaska Westwind right here on the WBAA Local Music Show. I'm your host, Anand Harshvardhan, and it's Saturday, so we get to go for a full hour right here on AM 920 and also online and streaming audio at WBAA.org. Atari Logic, Alaska Westwind, and Kaylee Joy stopped by the WBAA studios earlier this week. They've all three got solo albums coming out, and they'll be performing as a unit on Friday, November 2nd at 10 p.m. at Nick's Nightclub. $3 gets you in to that 21 and over venue. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm glad the three of them came in for a little interview, and we got to hear some of their new stuff. Let's get to it. Atari Logic and Alaska Westwind are back in the studio, and you've brought your lovely new co-musician here with us today. Can you introduce yourself?
My name's Kaylee Rode.
And when did you join the guys here in Tone Deaf Systems?
It was last October.
All right. And I don't know. I've always really just, you know, smiled when I've hung out with them and, you know, just grinned because, you know, they're bigger than me. But what do you feel about making music with these guys?
I don't know. I was really intimidated when I first met them. I was really nervous for my audition. But it didn't take long to just get comfortable around them. And, you know, they're just normal guys.
Yeah, unfortunately.
pretty easy going, guys.
when did you feel like you needed to add a new element to the group, that you really needed that female voice to set you off?
Well, personally, of course had people singing before. Of course, things didn't work out, but this ended up being a good look for us. I was talking to Noah one day. I was like, you know what, we need a singer. And he was like, well, what do we need a singer for? I was like, man, you keep on giving me beats that are for singers. We need a singer. And my homeboy D-Ray came by one day, was like, you know, man, I got this girl, man, she can sing. And yeah, she sings really good, man. And she looks good, too, man. I think it'd be a good idea for you to, you know, listen to her sing.
Because this is radio. Noah and Kofi are two ugly-ass dudes, so they really needed something to separate themselves from the crowd.
Pretty much.
All kidding aside, though, you've worked with other musicians. You've had a drummer and a sax player before. How is this different than in the past? Is it really changing the music, or is it just adding new flavor, not so much changing the songwriting process?
Well, we've been writing a little bit. But most of our old songs have not changed. We just have this additional vocal, which really kind of takes all the songs into the next level. So, you know, it sounded good. We practiced and we got some of the vocals going and it just kind of just clicked. So it was real easy to maintain, and it's just fun, I guess.
Kaylee, do you feel like you're able to bring your ideas into the songwriting, or is it mostly, I mean, do you feel like you're just maybe utility player? Do you feel like they really, you know, listen to your ideas and try and incorporate them into new material, and even when they're trying to revamp the old stuff?
Yeah, they definitely listen to my ideas. I mean, I guess
we haven't had much of a chance to write new.
Right.
We've written a few things, but we haven't really recorded or finished some of the full, you know, group Atari things. Logic, Alaska Westwind, and Kaylee Joy. So.
Right. So I've not written any of the music that we do together. Kofi and Noah just come up with like a hook that they want me to sing, and, you know, I'll just add my, I guess, flavor to it.
Okay. What exactly is your background? I mean, I'm assuming you haven't always done hip hop duo stuff, adding chorus. I mean, tell me what your background is in singing.
Yeah, this is the first time I've done hip hop music. I guess I grew up singing gospel music.
Really?
Yes.
Praise Jesus.
Yes. Choir. I was in the choir at school. Wow. I mean, it was just, I took voice lessons when I was really young, and we sang around Indianapolis, and it was like Amy Grant music and stuff like that.
A lot like what A&A are already used to doing, actually. So you must have felt right home.
The thing is, people out there on radio world, Kaylee Joy does have her own album coming out.
Yes, I do.
About to drop. Produced by my man, Atari Logic.
Yes.
Is it going to be
produced by the Dust Junkies?
Is it going to be pretty typical for what you're used to singing, or have you incorporated this new element now that you've hooked up with Kofi and Noah?
I have incorporated a lot of their stuff into my music because, I mean, I'm used to just singing along with a guitar or, you know, accompaniment. And Noah, you know, he'll let me listen to some beats and, you know, I'll basically say whether I like him or not. But I've used a lot of their stuff, I guess, along with the stuff that I'm doing. So, I mean, it's really different that my album, there's some music that's just acoustic. It's really soft and pretty simple, and I wanted to keep some of them like that. And then there's some that are a little bit funkier and some that are pretty good mix of the both.
So pretty wide variety. Are these original songs or?
They are.
100% original. That's great. Kaylee Joy's new album is coming out. It's produced by Atari Logic. Let's listen to a track right now. Here's The Color Gray.
And I've never seen it rain so hard. It's coming down all around, and I can't find no shelter.
Kaylee Joy with The Color Gray off of her new album. It's produced by Atari Logic, whom she joined along with Alaska Westwind and Tone Deaf Systems. The trio will be performing at Nick's Nightclub on November 2nd at 10 p.m. $3 gets you in, and Nick's is a 21 and over venue. Let's get back to the interview with Tone Deaf Systems. Now, Noah, you want to tell me about your disc coming out?
I'm working on sort of a comprehensive retrospective autobiographical. No, it's like it's all the music. I haven't put out a solo album yet, but I've been doing this for a long time. So I've got all this music that, you know, a lot of people I played it for, different MCs from around here and other places across the nation. They wouldn't touch them because they're like, you know, that's just, I can't even work with it. I don't want to mess it up.
It's too complex in its own.
Yeah, yeah. There's like tempo changes, or it's, you know, it's just the complex arrangement. And so, you know, I kind of kept these back in the stable, and every time I play them, they're just like, oh man, that sounds so good. You know, you should do something with that. And I'm like, well, I've been trying to, and Jay-Z hasn't called yet, you know, and then he, you know, he retired or whatever. So I've just got all this music, and I kind of, updated some of it. I've been writing new material. Some of the new material I've just been writing just for the sake of writing. And I kind of got all this stuff together, and I'm doing the solo album.
So this is a greatest hits thing?
More or less. Yeah, yeah. This is not one of those like bonus tracks at the end that was written and produced by, you know, Brian Eno or anything, but
yet.
I'm working on that.
All right. And Kofi, how about yourself? I understand you already got an album name and things are already coming together.
Yes, yes, I am. I've been in the lab, digging in the crates, making some Who bangers for y'all. You know, a little bit something I'm probably going to wait till, you know, springtime to drop for you. It's more of a party record. It's called TGIA. Thank God it's Alaska. you know, it's obviously going to be a little bit different than probably what you've heard me do. But it is definitely going to be fresh, and you know, hopefully you'll hear some of that later on this show.
Are you going to be dropping any Barry White stuff?
You know, I don't have any Barry White stuff, but...
Yeah, you do.
Okay, I do. I've been trying to work on my singing, so... but, you know, it's going to be pretty up-tempo. I'm going to really have some things on it that are going to touch on, you know, Driving While Black. Song's DWB, you know, song's called The Jury's Out, which is just going to talk about people are sick of watching TV and listening to all the garbage on TV when there's other important things to worry about. I mean, then there's, of course, there's songs about doing kegs, you know, drinking kegs, you know, and songs about dancing, songs about women. It's going to hit a wide range, and pretty much anything you think about on a Friday, so.
All right,
which
cool.
Is Alaska.
Really, he's just hitting a home run with the whole thing. It's not too political, and it's not... Yeah, it is kind of two-party. It's like really kind of a party album.
All right. Well, I mean,
it's crazy.
Something that you can listen to at a party, but then also sit quietly at home and reflect upon.
Correct.
Now,
while drinking a cake.
Exactly.
Taking a cake to the head on a Thursday night and then going out on Friday and listening to the album again.
Right.
Let's listen to a track from Alaska Westwind's new disc, TGIA, Thank God It's Alaska. Here's Wabash Wobble. Alaska Westwind has told you how to do the Wabash Wobble. Now go out and impress some kids at the club. Let's get back to my interview with Tone Deaf Systems. You guys are all doing separate stuff, but I know that there's got to be some inspiration that you're using that's going back and forth between the three of you, but also from outside. I mean, is there anything that you've been listening to that the people need to know about? Something that is maybe below the radar, even for NPR fans, as worldly as we are, something that we're not hearing?
Ooh. I was actually blown away the other day. I heard some Fugazi between reports on NPR, and you know that's one of my major influences. And I haven't really gone back to that because it's always been there. But you know, like I'm calling the album Moody Uzis, and it's just like a mad spray of different emotions, different musics. You know, I've got folk, I've got punk, I've got you know dirty metal, just like a lot of different
stuff. Are you telling me you're sampling Fugazi on this disc?
No, absolutely not. We actually have a group of studio musicians, including Ian McKay, who have come in and supplied, you know, some recreations.
Right, right.
Don't sample music, kids. Copyright clearance is big nowadays.
Yes.
Well, actually, I might end up being a MassCom lawyer, so I could get you out of a lot of trouble there.
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea.
Hey,
just keep it under 30 seconds, kids. Keep it under 30 seconds. have you guys listened to anything that you've really, you know, had to stand back and be like, wow, this is really groundbreaking, or is everything out there just garbage and they're waiting for you to come out with an album?
I don't know. I fell in love with Amy Winehouse last maybe December.
And I think everyone did.
I've always been a big fan of Mark Ronson too.
And, right. Yeah, it was just I guess I would like to follow like somewhere with what she does, you know, not now, not with her drinking problem and all that stuff. I think she's kind of, I don't know, but I really like her music.
Go into that one.
Yeah. I really like her music. I really like her sound, her, you know, her lyrics are pretty deep and I just really enjoy listening to her.
Yeah, I mean, she captured that sort of retro thing, and I think it's due to Mark Ronson and sort of his emphasis on using the old recording processes. I believe a lot of their stuff was done analog, and he was able to capture that sound that, I mean, you listen to just the instrumentals on the album, you think this is some deep soul from the 60s, and you realize it was produced, you know, a year ago.
Yeah, well, Ronson actually incorporates the horn section from the Dap Kings. And if you kids don't know about Daptone Records, that's Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. That's Budo's band. There's some other artists on there, but those two, I went to South by Southwest this year and like we saw this Daptone Records showcase and I was just blown away. It's got that whole retro sound and man, they're just kings at what they do. That's why they call them the Dap Kings because they're just... bad like that, you know. They got that old funky sound, you know. Sounds like it came out years ago, but it was recorded last year.
Absolutely, Kofi. What about you? What have you been spinning?
Man, I listen to Sirius Radio, so you know, throw on some NPR when I get a chance. When I feel
obviously.
Like hearing some, you know, news and things. So I listen to whatever, you know, Who Kid plays, whatever DJ Khaled plays, you know, whatever Premier's playing and Curtis Blow's playing, I listen to it. There isn't anything that's, you know, kind of really made me, inspired me to do anything yet, other than just kind of, you know, I've tried to stay away from music sometimes because, you know, there's so many people that are biting out there, especially with hip-hop. You kind of want to try to go away from the norm but still stay inside the lines. So I try not to be too inspired unless it's an old school, you know. I listen to Backspin Radio. I listen to a lot of old records. you know, if I'm going to bite anybody, it's going to be somebody that's a legend or something. So
here's a new track from Atari Logic. It's called Spanish Steps. Spanish Steps from Atari Logic right here on the WBAA Local Music Show. I'm your host, Anand Harshvardhan. Let's get back to Tone Deaf Systems. You guys were really involved with Lay Flats, especially you, Noah. Any reflections on that sort of scene, bringing, I don't know, what was it, 16-plus bands from the Lafayette area into the amphitheater for just a day of fun? Can you tell me, you know, sort of your reactions from the entire event?
I had a great time. Being involved with that was exceptional. I mean, like, those guys are just great, and they tapped me from the start, and I was like, you know, anything you dudes want to do, count me in. And it was just kind of a natural thing. We, you know, they'd tell me stuff they wanted, and we'd kind of bounce stuff back and forth. I did most of the, you know, the look and feel of the whole thing. The planning, you know, that was, I sometimes have trouble with planning, so they did an excellent job, and just having all the different bands out there, I think they got a really good example, a really good showcase of what we've got here locally. And just as sort of a little taste of things to come, I mean, it's only going to get bigger and better, because there's been a little talk about going nonprofit and actually starting, you know, a nonprofit organization, because, you know, then we can really try to do things on a larger scale, maybe go for some grants and, you know, add that whole aspect to the charitable thing.
And really bring some more arts and entertainment to the city.
Yes. Yeah, this whole guerrilla festival approach, I mean, I don't know that people understood how successful it would be, especially in its first year, not knowing who there was left, you know, to come see a show after you put all your friends on stage, and also right. with the artwork and stuff. I was very impressed, and I thought it was run well, and, you know, everyone pitched in. Everyone was a volunteer at some point, so right, I think definitely. That really proved that this community is capable of throwing something like that together, and, you know, we're not just some city out in the boondocks. We actually have some culture in our veins.
That's right. Lay definitely. Flat, stand up.
Yes. And the whole guerrilla aspect is definitely something I think that may have been overlooked. You know, I don't know. You know, I'm sure a lot of people kind of recognize the planning that went into it, but the fact that we didn't have, you know, none of us had really done this before. So, you know, those guys and everybody that was involved just really hit one out of the park with it. It was far and beyond anything we imagined.
And it was great that all sorts of avenues were streamlined together, the media, the radio, television, various publications around town. It really was a team event, and I'm very proud of it. Can't wait till next year. Here's the TDS tribute to Lay Flats. I want to ask, before we get to your upcoming shows, what kind of reviews has This Is T been getting? We haven't spoken since the album dropped, and I know you've been shopping around to various distributors and such. What's the process been like? What sort of reaction has this album been getting?
Oh, well, it's been getting quite a bit. You know, everyone seems to like it.
We haven't received any bad reviews.
Not one bad review.
Glowing reviews.
I guess the craziest thing about it is people listen to it and they're not for sure what genre to put it in, which is kind of good and kind of bad. I mean, because that means we know we can that there's people all over listening to it from different, you know, different perspectives of life. You know, there's my dad had somebody that works in a Peoria branch in Illinois see us on his computer that his daughter had, that she downloaded it. And he sent him an email, and he wanted a copy of it for himself, and he's 50 years old, and his daughter has it. I doubt that really happens very often, unless you're 50 Cent or, you know, Justin Timberlake or somebody. So that's one good thing.
Well, obviously it appeals to young. You get the heartbeats, and then you've got people who are actually sitting down and listening to the lyrics. So, I mean, you seem to be capturing the audience on multiple levels.
Yes, and that's that's what seems what the critics been saying. That seems about what's been happening. And we're just looking for that one major label person that wants to distribute it. You can buy it Atari Logic Alaska West when this is T at iTunes, Rhapsody, or www.tonedeathsystems.com if it is not in your local stores.
And we reach far and wide, so you'll be pushing even more after this show.
Yeah,
yes, it's available. It's out there. You should definitely take a listen. I mean, we're already huge in
Denmark.
Denmark loves us.
Yes. We've sold like 300 records in Denmark somehow. We don't know how, but it's happened.
Oh, well, at least you have.
Peace to Denmark.
If you ever run out of the States for any reason, you've got a new home.
We're like the Hasselhoff of Denmark.
Yes, we are.
Well, it's a musical exchange, and that's what this global economy is about, pushing our culture on other people. So, A&A, you've got a home in Denmark.
Awesome.
So tell me about this upcoming show on November 2nd.
We are still planning the show.
Yes.
We've got a lot of ideas, and, once again, we are going to basically showcase Tone Deaf Systems, our label here, with our first full-length release, by myself in Alaska, plus Kaylee has got her album. It's called Down, Down, Down. It's coming out next year at some point. We're not sure about that. I've got Moody Uzi's coming out early 2008. Kofi, early something.
Yeah.
But
in the morning.
Early. Yeah.
In the
morning.
Yes.
Yeah. But we're going to be showcasing all the music from This Is T, plus a lot of solo material that we have not performed live, and that includes, a lot of my instrumentals that have never seen the light of day in front of an audience. So it's going to be a really interesting mix, because we've got hip hop and we've got soul music, we've got some funk, we've got actually I'm working on a track right now for the album where our old saxophonist he's working on some clavinet and some things, and he's going to be sending that to me from the island where he lives, so like it's just going to be crazy.
So you're hitting the airwaves on all fronts.
Yes.
Great. So November 2nd at Nick's, and Nick's. What time does that show start?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. Is there a cover?
$3.
$3.
$3.
Three great musicians. Noah, Kofi, and Kaylee, thank you so much for coming in. It was fun.
Thank you, Anand. Always a pleasure.
Hey, pass the ball to number 28 Purdue more often, Joe Tiller.
I want to thank the members of Tone Deaf Systems for coming in and speaking with me, also kicking me down some new tracks from their upcoming albums. They will be performing at Nick's Nightclub on November 2nd at 10 p.m. $3 gets you in to that 21 and over venue. This has been the WBAA Local Music Show. I want to thank Atari Logic, Alaska Westwind, and Kaylee Joy for coming in. They'll be playing on November 2nd at Nick's. We'll go out tonight with a track from This Is T. Here's Head Nod.